Tip Today with Fran Curry, IMRO Radio Award Gold Winner.
In association with SlatteriesGarage.ie.
Good morning, welcome along to Tip Today, 1800-938-007. That's our free phone number. It won't cost you anything to make a call. And Emma is looking after the programme today. Coming up on this morning show, I'll be speaking to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly in just a few moments' time. Johnny Luby, he's live from Portugal today with his Friday ramblings. We'll be hearing about a Christmas concert in June, can you believe? Legendary Beach Boy Brian Wilson turned 80 this week. Andrew is along later on to look back at his life and times. And of course, our Friday panel will unpack the big topics of the week. So all of that and much, much more on the way. We have that lovely prize for you. It's your final opportunity, in fact, to get into the draw for that breakaway to the Maldron Hotel on the South Mall in Cork. It's two nights break in a deluxe room, bed and full Irish breakfast for two people. It's a nice prize and a finalist we're looking for today. That's based on your interaction with us by WhatsApp and text 083-311-3311. If you put hotel break at the end of your contribution, we'll be aware then that you want to get involved in our draw. So again, that's 083-311-3311. You can email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Now, as Sheila told you there, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is in Tipperary today and he joins me now. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Fran. Delighted to be with you. Thanks for having me on the show.
And you're very welcome indeed to Tipperary. Why exactly are you with us today?
Well, we have a busy schedule today. The first thing I'm doing is opening a new women's health hub. That's part of Nina Hospital. It's a really, really exciting new service that's being provided. And it's one of the first in the country. And really, what they're saying to me is they see the model here in Tipperary as the future. Because as your listeners will be aware, I and this government have prioritized women's health care. And we're rolling out new services right across the country. But what we're seeing here in Tipperary is a health centre that really is bringing all of those together. So ambulatory gynaecology, menopause, specialist menopause, fertility, I think more into the future. And one of the things I'm really interested in today is to see how we can learn from what has happened here in Tipperary and bring that around the rest of the country. Then I'll be in Nina Hospital as well. I'll be meeting patients. I'll be meeting the amazing healthcare workers there. I'll be taking a look at the medical assessment unit. There's a new primary care centre in Thurles that's going to be opening very soon. I'm very keen to see that. It's part of this national expansion of community care that we're in the middle of. And then as part of that as well, there's a new older person service. They're called IGPOPs, but essentially older person services to stop people having to go into hospital. Get people out of hospital quicker, provide them the supports they need in their home, and have local hubs in their community where they can get the services that they need. So that's the agenda for today.
Listeners might be forgiven for thinking, Minister, here is the Health Minister now. He's celebrating modest enough success, I suppose, when 26 miles down the road, UHL is what has been described on this programme as a war zone at the moment.
I think what we've got to do is we've got to be able to address both. We've got to be able to look at what's happening in UHL, and I'll come directly to that. I think, Fran, though, it's also really important for us to remember that whilst there are serious challenges, like the emergency department in UHL, like some of the waiting lists, that our healthcare workers right across the country and right across TIP are expanding services, and they're doing an awful lot of good things. So I think it's important that we recognise and celebrate the advances that are happening, and a lot of that is in community-based care. But then let's be deadly serious about the big challenges. So UHL, I was there recently myself. I went into the emergency department late at night on my own just to take a look at what was going on with none of the preparation that might sometimes happen with a minister visiting a hospital. And then I went in, obviously, the next day as well. I met the teams working in the emergency department. I met the doctors, the nurses.
And did you see the chaos on that night of your attendance? Did you see the chaos that we hear about on this program all of the time?
Well, it's not the word I would use, because I think that would be unfair on the healthcare professionals running it. It was calm, and it was being run very professionally. However, there was a completely unacceptable number of women and men on trolleys. They were getting the best possible care from the healthcare workers in the emergency department. But we cannot have people waiting that long to get access to a hospital bed or to get access to diagnostics. And that's really what the focus is on.
I'm not certain, Minister, that you have an idea of the full extent of the trauma. Could I take 60 seconds of your time and play you a piece from a conversation I had with Bridget on Wednesday? And this might inform you a little bit. Just have a listen to this, Minister, if you would.
Hi, sir. Yes, certainly. I presented as a bleed, and I had to see a gynaecologist. And I waited all night on a chair, and the gynaecologist came down in the morning, and she explained to me that she didn't have a bed, but she did need to examine me. She brought me through A&E, where I experienced older generation on a corridor. Some of them were in a distressed state. Some of them had soiled themselves, wet themselves. Some of them were crying. And some of them just wanted some assistance with going to the toilet or whatever. She brought me through into a cubicle room where she said, I'm going to have to examine you on the floor because I have no bed.
On the floor, Bridget?
On the floor, yeah. But when she saw the shock on my face, she went out and she retrieved a chair. And she pulled a curtain around me where she proceeded to examine me. And then a cleaner walked in whilst she was examining me and extracted the ring which was supporting my womb at the time, and then told me that I needed a scan, but I would have to wait 6 weeks to have a scan.
Now, that's just one experience, Minister. I mean, what are your thoughts as Health Minister when you listen to that?
So a few things. First of all, for Bridget and for everyone who goes in, that is completely unacceptable. It's not a level of healthcare that anyone should say is an acceptable level of healthcare. Not acceptable for any patient. It's also not acceptable for our healthcare workers. There's no doctor or nurse or healthcare assistant or physiotherapist ever wants to be treating people in that way. And the night I was in the emergency department in UHL, I was talking to the doctors, I was talking to the nurses. And these are women and men who dedicated their lives to helping all of us went in our time of need. And they said for them, the most upsetting thing for them is having to apologise to patients all the time.
Okay, I'm sorry for cutting across you, Minister, but blame somebody for me here. I mean, is this down to you? Is this down to Paul Reid? Is this down to management at the hospital?
So let's fix it. Just before we move on to the solutions, Frank, can I just say, though, tying it back to community care, the Women's Health Hub that I'm opening today is exactly, will be able to help people like Bridget. So up until now, in a lot of cases, when a woman has a gynecological issue, she'd go to her GP. Her GP will refer her to a gynecologist. The gynecologist, and she might have to wait months, as Bridget just said. The gynecologist will then refer for assessment, for a scan. That can take months. Then they've got to go back to the gynecologist. That can take months. And then the gynecologist might say, well, we'll do a procedure.
So are you telling me that the hub that you're making reference to in the industry is going to fix all of this?
Just bear with me for 1 second, and I'll finish up, right? And then the woman has to be scheduled for a procedure. That can take 6 months or 12 months or more. The hub that we're opening today, the See and Treat Gynae Clinic, will do all four of those visits in one morning.
It's but we're talking about issues here in the entire Midwest. I mean, I have no doubt, Minister, you would be much applauded if you stood up now and you accepted that the reconfiguration of emergency department services in the Midwest has failed and failed miserably. Can you say that to me now?
I believe that when the changes were made in Neenah, Ennis and St. John's, I think there are serious questions to be asked about whether or not UHL got the resources that it needed. So UHL themselves have said they believe that
has it failed? Has it failed, Minister?
Well, I think there's certainly an awful lot of work to be done, right? We're not in the position of saying, well, this has failed or that has failed. We have to fix the problems
right.
as we see.
But why not open up emergency departments once again in Nina? I mean, you're applauding Nina Hospital there. We know that Ennis could do its job as well. I mean, why not do that? I mean, there's no problem in people coming up and saying, look, we got this one wrong. Here's how we move forward.
The issue is this. Nina has less than 60 beds, and it has a limited number of specialties. And modern healthcare, as we know, is very specialist. So if any of your listeners have something wrong with them, or several things wrong with them, and they need to be brought in a car, or they need to be brought in an ambulance, they need access, and the doctors treating them need access to a lot of different specialties. And what you don't want is you don't want to find yourself in a hospital with a limited number of specialties,
yes.
where they say,
and,
"Well, actually,"
and this
we,
is the notion of the this is the notion of the Centre of Excellence, and to some degree, oncology has been a success where that is concerned. But there's no doubt that for people of the Midwest, it hasn't happened where University Hospital Limerick is concerned. So if you won't say to me that it hasn't been a success, I mean, what are you looking to? I mean, what would you say to me that
well, it clearly hasn't worked.
It hasn't.
It clearly hasn't worked. Right. It clearly hasn't worked. So what is the solution? The solution is making sure that UHL has the resources that it needs, that before people go near UHL, that they have other options. So that's the injury units in Ennis, in Nina, in St. John's. It's making sure the GP on call is working very well.
But none of that has impacted so far. Huge issues with our GPs here in Tipperary, Minister. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. We can't get GPs into rural areas. Huge issues with that.
Well, that's exactly the point. So when we look at emergency departments and when we listen to testimony from women like Bridget, and when we all say that is not acceptable, one of the things we have to do is we have to make sure that the emergency departments have what they need. However, if we're going to solve this problem properly, we have to look at the whole system and say it's not just about the emergency department. Most of the solutions to the testimony we just heard from Bridges don't actually lie in the emergency department. They lie in the community, or they lie further upstream in the hospital in terms of beds and diagnostics and sufficient numbers of workforce. So what have we done? UHL themselves have commissioned a report by Deloitte, and that's finishing up in the next 3 weeks. After my own visit to UHL, including to the emergency department, where I went twice, I instructed the HSE to send in a specialist team and to come back to me with a plan that will work, that doesn't just address the emergency department, but addresses the injury unit, the GP on call, exactly the things that you were raising with me and that your listeners keep raising, Fran. So I met the HSE 2 days ago. They have an action plan, and a team has now been sanctioned to go into UHL and to work directly with the management and with the hospital group to fix these problems.
Right, but why do you need another plan? Why do you need more research from Deloitte? Why? I mean, I can tell you what the issues are, you know?
Because there was no plan. Because if we're going to fix this, we have to know exactly what it is that we're fixing.
So are you telling me, Minister, that under your watch there was no plan?
No, I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying under my watch, I've gone to the emergency department. I've sent a specialist team in. I've instructed them to come up with a plan, and that team has now been sanctioned to go in and work directly with the hospital to fix the problems.
I'm looking at the screen in front of me here, Minister, and we're inundated with people with their own experiences of UHL, and there's not one positive in it.
Well, I'm not surprised to hear that. I mean, look at the patient experience times in the emergency departments. Look at the number of people who are on trolleys. So this is a serious issue that has to be fixed. There are longer term fixes. UHL believes that they're short about 200 beds. Certainly, I believe, I don't know if the number is 200, but they're certainly short a lot of beds. To the point, to the question you raised earlier on, should UHL have been given a lot more beds and a lot more diagnostics and a lot more staff when the reconfigurations happened in Nina, in Ennis and St. John's? I think it's clear they should have got a lot more than they needed. So we're looking at beds, we're looking at staff, but we also have to look at improvements that can be made in the coming months and not just in the coming years.
And are you sure that some of those will be put in place, some of those notions will be put in place before we end up with a winter of discontent again between flu and COVID and all of these things?
They have to be. So there's several things have already happened. 2 weeks ago, I launched a safe staffing framework for emergency departments. That's for nurses and healthcare assistants. So Limerick is now being sanctioned for more emergency department nurses and more emergency department healthcare assistants. I've also sanctioned a lot more consultants. So, for example, Limerick has 8 emergency medicine consultants. It should probably have about 16. And the reason you need that many is you need a senior decision maker on the floor, probably 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, for example, I went in on a Thursday at about 11 p.m. There was no hospital consultant. There were regs, there were doctors, brilliant doctors working very, very hard. But the first question I asked was, where's the consultant? Because you have to have a consultant. If we've got
what answer? What answer did you get to that?
Whether they don't, they said they don't have enough sanctioned posts to cover 7 days a week. So that's why I'm sanctioning a lot
more. Has the management at UHL, have they failed?
I think the management are doing the best job they can.
But that's not good enough to people out there. I mean, you heard Bridget say to you, she saw old people soiling themselves on trolleys, people with dementia, not knowing where they are. Why? I mean, that's not good enough.
Well, I think the management are doing the best job they can with the resources they have, right? Mm. So is there more can be done and can they be supported? Yes, they can. And we've identified various things in the hospital. Right.
And just to add insult to injury, if you'll forgive the pun, I'm hearing now that GPs in North Tipperary today are told not to refer patients to Nina for ultrasound. They have to go to UHL. I
mean. Well, that's one post where there is an ultrasound radiographer on long-term leave and they're looking to fill the post. So that's, you know, anyone is entitled to go on leave, and it's an issue I'll be discussing with the hospital management today because we need that post in place. But that is my understanding is that's a temporary issue.
Minister, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for coming on with us. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Good morning to you. That is Health Minister Stephen Donnelly this morning, 1800 938 007. As I say, the screen here in front of me it's lit up. It's lit up with individual stories, individual. And it's just so sad to look at what's in front of us here. Anyway, 083 311 3311. Were you assured by anything that the minister said to me there? Speak to Emma, 1800 938 007.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.